leveraging family rhythms. All families have rhythms. Whether you realize it or not, your family has a rhythm that it follows. There may be times that it seems chaotic or unseen, but if you strip away all of the fluff, you will see the cadence to which your family marches. There are some typical rhythms that almost every family has, and those are the rhythms we want to take advantage of as we raise our kids. However, each family has some uniqueness when it comes to how they choose to be intentional. Typical family rhythms. First, I want to dive into the most common rhythms for most families. These are the times that we can really leverage as parents. Even in these seemingly small, inconsequential moments, we can make a lasting impact on our kids. We can pour in and plant seeds that will grow and bloom in God's timing. Breakfast time. The first time you really get to connect with your kids each day is at the breakfast table. This could look different for each family, and that is okay. Even if it is a few minutes over a bowl of cereal while reading a few verses of scripture or working on that week's memory verse. It could also even be listening to praise and worship songs while eating breakfast quietly. Some people are able to have a full devotional time during breakfast. If that is you, great. We love that. But it doesn't happen for everyone, and that is okay. Memory verse work or praise and worship music still sets the tone for the day and positions their hearts to God. Drive time. As Americans, we spend a lot of time in the car, so why not use that time wisely? This is a time when you have a captive audience, literally. They can't go anywhere. I like to use this time to have conversations, ask about their day, and answer their questions. We also have a drive time playlist that mostly consists of Torrin Wells that we play on repeat. Singing along together is a low-key bonding activity. Lunchtime. This is more for during the summer or breaks, unless you homeschool, and then you get a bonus rhythm time during the school year. Since we are a public school family, we try to take advantage of this time during the summer by having a yummy, screen-free lunch to break up the day. We might not do anything overtly spiritual during this time, but it does offer a connection time. It offers a touch point in the middle of the day to regroup and reset. Bellies are full, and most of the time they are ready for an afternoon rest, the sweetest part of the day. Dinner time. Everyone has to eat dinner, right? While our busy schedules may not always allow for everyone to be home for dinner every night, it is a good idea to aim for at least 4 to 5 nights a week to eat as a family. When your kids are young and don't have a choice, family dinners happen more often. But as the kids grow older, activities tend to take over. Then they start driving and may spend more dinners with friends than with family. But that doesn't mean you can't make family dinners a part of your rhythm. If it is a part of their lives when they are young, then they will likely start missing having dinner together when they are older and make it a priority. We like to use this as a debrief from the day to talk about our ups and downs and process through what has gone on since the last time we saw each other. We also like to laugh and ask silly questions, such as, if you could sing one song to annoy people forever, what would it be? Lamb chop anyone? Am I aging myself? Bedtime. The best part of the day. I mean, maybe that was a little too enthusiastic, but I know all the parents understand me. But really, this is a great time to wind down and hear their hearts as they go to sleep. It is also a great time for a devotional or a Bible story. So many deep thoughts and questions pop into their heads at the end of the day, and you don't want to miss those moments. Take the time to answer the questions, hear their thoughts, pray with them, and get them their 40-second drink of water. You won't regret it. Some unique rhythms of my family. There may also be some unique rhythms in different families. For us, we like to slow down in the winter. Well, maybe I just like to slow down in the winter, but my family joins me because when mom slows down, everyone slows down. It is true that mom sets the rhythms for the family, which is good news for us. Winter is my favorite season for a couple of reasons. I like the cold, the candles, and the warm blankets. I just like feeling cozy. And since the sun sets so early during this season, it is the perfect time to say no to activities, focus on what God has given us, and have a content heart. It is what I like to call my family's reset time. No matter what rhythms your family has, take advantage of them. Leverage them for maximum time with your kids, and leverage them for Jesus. Are you looking for a community or someone to grab coffee with who is in a similar life season? We'd love to connect with you and get to know you better. Below, you will find a few people that can't wait to meet you. Shoot us an email so we can make a plan.